This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The centre has issued the notification for the first phase of Census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between 1st of April and 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or UT. The notification issued by Home Ministry stated that provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or UT. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's reform express continues to gain momentum as country's GDP is estimated to grow at 7.4% during current fiscal compared to 6.5% during the last financial year. Reacting to the figures, the Prime Minister said that the growth outlook is being driven by the NDA government's sustained investment push and demand-led policy measures. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said efforts across infrastructure development, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods and ease of doing business are aimed at realizing the vision of a prosperous India. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv will begin today, marking 1,000th anniversary of the first major attack on the shrine by Mahmud of Ghazni in January 1026 AD and upcoming 75th anniversary of the restored temple's inauguration, which was led by Sardar Vallabhai Patel in 1951. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join Somnath Swabhiman Parv on 11th of January. The event will feature a year-long spiritual, cultural and social activities. Our correspondent reports that the major highlights of the event are a massive drone show with 3,000 drones, continuous 72-hour Omkar Nad, Grand Shaurya Yatra or heroic procession among others. Documents released under America's Foreign Agents Registration Act show that India's Operation Sindoor after Pahalgam attack in April last year had shaken Pakistan. It said the Pakistan pleaded with the United States for help, even offering more investments, special access and critical minerals in exchange. Pakistani diplomats and defense officials reached out more than 50 times over emails, phone calls and in-person meetings to several U.S. officials and intermediaries and even the US media amid the operation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during the meeting with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced withdrawal from dozens of international organizations, including the UN's Population Agency. Trump yesterday signed an executive order stopping U.S. support for 66 organizations, agencies and commissions after ordering a review of American participation and funding. The State Department said in a statement that the administration believes these institutions are poorly managed, unnecessary, wasteful or influenced by interests that do not align with U.S. priorities and may threaten the country's sovereignty and prosperity. Domestic benchmark equity indices posted mild losses in early trade today amid profit booking, rising geopolitical tensions and muted sentiment from the Asian markets. The 30-share Sensex was trading down 170 points at 84,791. The Nifty slipped 63 points to 26,077. And that is the end of this news bulletin.